Hey, you're listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. So glad that you are with us. And by us, I mean myself. My name's Steve. This is my wife, Sean. And together,
hi, everybody.
We're part of the team here at Music and Ministry.
We're glad to be back recording a podcast after
a long hiatus.
7-8 month break.
Yeah. So it just seemed good. We've been doing a lot of work with Worship Leader Magazine and with other places, and just seemed good that we would start this back up again. So for those of you that joined us from before, thanks for hanging with us. And those that are joining us anew, so glad that you're with us. Really our purpose and the whole idea behind this thing is to help worship leaders, help ministers minister more effectively, whatever it is that God's called you to do. And so it's not an easy thing always to sift through all of the advice that can come your way and things that maybe you've even seen in other places to figure out, okay, how am I supposed to do this thing that God's called me to do? But we're here just to add our supply, things that we've seen, things that we've learned.
But today is kind of more general for everybody.
No, it's good. I think, for everybody, that if you're a worshiper or a minister, there's things that you can learn from either side, and it really helps in life in general as well. So today we thought we would take on the topic of five things that we have learned since moving to Nashville.
Because it's been almost 5 years, people. Can you believe that?
That's hard
to
believe.
We have lived here for almost 5 years. Wow.
That's okay. Crazy. So for those of you that don't know our story or us at all, we lived in Colorado and were youth pastors there for a while. I was the office administrator in charge of anything with an on-switch. My wife was on the worship team and ran the worship team.
Both on the worship team.
Yeah. We really thought we'd be there forever. And so then when God started dealing with us to go out and start traveling, that was a big shocker. And then when we felt like we were supposed to move to Nashville, that just seemed crazy.
Other than
the sense of the call, but it was like, why would we leave our family? Why would we pay money to live somewhere else when we're hardly anywhere at all? Because we were just traveling so much, going from church to church and place to place, leading worship, doing training. And so it's been quite the journey, to say the least. And so it's been interesting trying to come up with only five things that we've learned, or to generalize them into a category, because it's been a life-altering experience. And when I was little, I wanted to move to Nashville because I had the thought that I was going to be a huge country music superstar. And I also thought I was going to play in the NBA. And so I thought...
At the same time,
right? At the same time, of course, because during the off season is when I would tour. And then during the season, I would write and record. And, Nashville didn't have a basketball team.
That makes a lot of sense.
But I'd have my private jet to where I would be able to fly from place to place. Anyway, those were my middle school dreams. But here we are living in Nashville. And I do play basketball, but it's...
to help your kids.
Just to help my boys make their high school teams and middle school teams. Anyway, so five things that we've learned. Do you want to start? I don't even know what's on her list. She's glanced at my list.
No, I didn't.
But,
I didn't read.
Oh,
I
you
saw
just,
it.
Okay.
I didn't read it.
Wives have an amazing ability to just kind of glance and read the entire document at one time. So I thought for sure you knew them all.
I didn't.
So this will be a little surprising. See what we have in common and what we've got. All right. So give us... Your number one, or one of your five.
One thing that I've learned, that we've learned, I don't know if this is on your list too, but that it's not about your talent or your gift, but that...
It's a good one.
There are so many talented people here, crazy, amazing, talented people that live in this city. And it's really... really awesome how many people many people have moved here that are just so talented and they're just gifted like crazy, but it really isn't about that. And
well, it comes to a point where you're sufficiently talented to accomplish the task, and so it's not about who's the most talented, because there's this large group of people that can do it.
And they're amazingly talented, and they might be more talented than the person that's actually on the stage or on the tour. Or
absolutely, yeah.
There are a lot of people that are more talented than those people, but those people that are on the stage that are actually the artists that are signed and that are working in the industry are the people that I feel like have that the Lord has promoted, especially in the Christian world, because I feel like that that God is the one who promotes people, but they're also the people that know how to work with other people well, because your talent, you might be really talented, but if you can't work with people, then it's not really gonna work very
Nobody
well.
Nobody wants to hang out with you. Yeah, so there's this whole other set of things that then, like, if everybody's sufficiently talented, then how do we pick from amongst the people? And so it's like,
how... comes down to different things.
Yeah, like, how well do you work with other people? Because if you're a jerk, you know, like, that may work in a small town where you're the best player, so people will put up with you. But if somebody else equally is talented or sufficiently talented, then if you're not nice, then they'll go with the person that's friendly or the person that's available. And so if you want to be a touring musician, you have to put your life in the hands of touring. And so you don't have a normal life, and your relationships are all based on you being gone. And if you want to play on a rec soccer league or whatever, you can't because you're gone. And
well, then it also, for people that play in churches and lead worship in churches, they may not be the most talented people that attend the church, and they're likely not, but they're the people that have the heart to do it, and they're faithful and they're called. And so that can be an encouragement to all of you out there who are like, well, I'm not really that talented or gifted. Well, it doesn't matter. It's really not about that. It's really about, are you faithful? Are you called by God to fulfill that place and to help build the body of Christ? And
that's especially really for a lot of leaders who have maybe other people on your team are more talented than you, and you feel like, well, I can't be their leader. It's like, well, that really has nothing to do with it. It's about, like, how submitted are you to the vision? If you're called, mm-hmm. then you're the one. And so that's just how it is. And the Bible is filled with people that was the case, that weren't good enough in this or that area. But
yeah.
I think for us, you know, why we've learned that is that we are not the most talented here in town. And, like, that, my number one was, like, how high the bar is. Meaning,
yeah,
like,
it's kind of like the same thing.
You think about how good you have to be, and then you get here and you find out how good people really are, and you're like, oh, like, I am not that good, or they're just way better than me.
Definitely don't measure up by man's standards.
Yeah, and so that can get really intimidating very quickly. And so, you know, a lot of people love coming to Nashville because it's Music City, USA, and there's people playing music all over the place, and it's great if you enjoy music, but if you're trying to at some level make it in the music industry or have an influence in the music industry, and the guy that's playing for free on the street with a bucket out in front of him is better than you, you know, it's pretty sobering moment where you're like, wow, like, yeah, I'm not as good as I thought I was, or I thought I was close, but then we've just had to continually come back to, like, okay, we're called here. We're called to have this influence. We're supposed to,
in a specific area that the Lord has opened to us, but opens to everyone. There's a little niche that you're going to fill that nobody else can fill. Not because of your talent, and maybe a little bit because of your gifting that God's given you, but for the most part, it's because of the call of God on your life and what He called you to do from the time before, you know, you were even in your mother's womb. He says, I knew you. And so He has a good plan, no matter how talented you feel or don't feel.
Yeah. So you go through this phase of, like, being intimidated, and then, like, coming up with all of these, like, reasons why they're better is because they didn't have a life when they were young, or, you know, they've got all these issues now, to them where, like, just being able to celebrate, like, they're awesome. It's okay. Like, they're in that lane.
Everybody's good at one thing. And
we're doing our thing, and there's no competition in the body of Christ. Like, we're all working for the same thing, and there's a lot of people out there that need what everybody can do.
Yeah, they need Jesus, so we should all get with it.
Yeah, and do your part. And don't be intimidated, but be encouraged and learn and grow. So my next one was just how much you can learn by being around really talented people. And that's the challenge of, like, okay, there's all these talented people, but then, like, your community, like, who you hang out with really will drive you up or drive you out in the sense of what you think. And so many times.
True in everything.
Yeah. And I, you know, I was thinking the same thing for for business or for food, or like who you hang around, and then like the attitude by which you hang around with them changes as well. So I know that I've learned so much in the last 5 years about sound, about music, about recording. And honestly, it wasn't because I took a whole bunch of classes, although I did take some writing classes. It was about just asking people questions. And so, you know, we normally sit by the soundboard when we go to church because that's where it usually sounds the best. And so the sound guys are talking about stuff, and I'm a sound guy. And so I would just be like, hey,
ask them questions.
What are you doing? Yeah. Or what's your favorite plugin? Or what are you doing here? What would you do with this? And so many people love to talk about whatever it is they're passionate about. And so it's not an imposition most of the time, as long as you're not berating them or have this long list. But if you're just bringing it up in casual conversation, like there's this huge wealth of knowledge that people will give you. And so for us, coming from a smaller town and a place that kind of knew a few things, I just had
lots of questions.
Lots of things that I didn't know that I didn't know. And the only way that you can find that out is by talking. And so we've had people, you know, just over for dinner, and they find out they do sound and be like, hey, would you mind take a quick look at what we're doing? And they'll be like, oh yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, you have this, are you using that? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And they're like, oh, that changes everything. And a few moments later, we're like, oh, that just totally improved our sound, you know, monumental levels. And it was just casual conversation. And so, that's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. So get around people that know more than you.
You know,
if you hang around people that are passionate about things that you're passionate about, for sure, you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
You can learn something from everyone, but.
And don't be intimidated. Yeah. And that, I think that was what it was kind of like, okay, well, that guy's this, whatever. And just being like, so, I mean, get to conferences, and don't like just go and, but like go and find and ask questions and be a learner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in those situations, because things that they wouldn't even think to tell you, because they assume that you know, can totally change your destiny, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. What was another one you had?
Let's see. We've just had to learn how to not give up.
Yes, we have.
Because when we felt we were called here, and the Lord said, yeah, go, and we had our mentors and our pastors agree with us and be like, yeah, that seems good. That's where you guys need to be. And so we came, and it wasn't quite what we expected. I mean, at the first part, we were just kind of trying to find our way, and we had a few open doors for different things, but then it felt like all those doors just kind of closed. And so then we're like, okay, Lord, well, we're here.
Now we just live here.
Yeah, but we felt like we knew we were called here, and we know that for sure. This is where God wants us, and that's been confirmed and confirmed and confirmed. Like, and praise the Lord for that. But at the same time, you still have to have the fortitude and the faith to say, okay, God, we're here. And even though we have no friends and nobody even cares that we're here, nobody, you know, whatever, you just feel like, oh, you know, you have bad days and good days. But we just had to say, no, we're not giving up. We're not leaving. We're staying here, even though we've had job offers, lots of job offers other places. But we're like, no, Lord, you called us here. And so you have a place for us here, and you have the right thing for us to do here. Plus, you know, going out and doing what we're doing out on the road still, and helping churches and going on the mission field, but just not giving up. Being like, okay, Lord, you're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And so that's one big thing that we've
for sure
had to learn and are still learning,
yes,
you might say.
For sure. One thing that was interesting in moving here was that we had to leave our home church. And so we then had to find a new home church.
Which really stinks, let me tell you. Anyone who's that.
I had no idea.
We had no idea.
I had no idea that it was that difficult.
We had no idea how good we had it, because we've been at the same church forever. And, you know,
We were called. It was our
home.
We had. We were involved.
People loved us, and we loved them. And
you know, there's things that go along. People that didn't like us so much, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but like
happens everywhere.
But to like go from that to being like, well, there's 1,000+ churches in Nashville. Like, which one are we going to go to? And so then, visiting a new church is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
And I would always be like, well, why don't people come to church? Why don't people invite their friends to church? Why don't people come back?
Because it's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
And y'all, we are like church people. But visiting churches was so hard.
Yeah.
And for us. And we love church. You know, like we like church and we have done church and we're for the church and we help churches and all of that. But visiting a church to like find a church to attend was
got to somewhere we didn't want to go sometimes. We're just like, I can't take another. Or you walk into a church and you're like, this isn't it. And then you're like, well, I knew that in the first 5 minutes. Now I got an hour and a half to
just had to learn from each spot, though. We were like, okay, Lord, we're here.
So on the flip side of that, what was amazing was being able to see so many different churches, because we see them as we're a traveling minister, but it's different.
Yeah, same
when,
from a visitor.
You know, they're welcoming you in, your face is on a poster on the bulletin board, like you're received just a different way. You're leaving the next day.
Oh, if you're
a guest minister, yeah. But this one, it was like, they don't know you from nothing. And so like, who was too friendly? Who wasn't friendly enough? Like how their children's church was organized. Just the service, like what their beliefs, you know, and so the pastor would get up and say something, and you're like, well, this isn't the one for us. And you're like, all right, you know, so.
Always learned something.
We really just purposefully, like, all right, this is our season to learn what it's like to come to church. And so I would encourage all of you, like, if you're in ministry, to like hire somebody, even if you have to come and visit your church and give you input. Because there are things that you are totally blind to that you think are so normal and cool and are just the weirdest things ever that you're doing to people and unintentionally pushing people away.
Yeah, or just making it awkward.
Unnecessarily awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll just leave it at that. But so wild. So
that was a whole new experience for us. Yeah.
So the last one that I had was just the faithfulness of God. Like, despite all the challenges, despite all of the things that, like, we could look back and be like, whoa, that was really hard. I can also look back and say, like, that was amazing. And all of the opportunities and things we've seen, places we've been, people we've met, people we've been able to learn from.
Yeah. And that's not something we've just learned from living here, but moving here for sure, watching the faithfulness of God. But then just over the last 5 years and over the last...
Yeah. Just what that move triggered or set up in advance for us that we would not have learned, most likely not have learned, had we stayed where we were, had we given up and gone somewhere else. Like, so many of those things are a part of what Nashville is, and it's continuing to show its effects as we move forward in life, you know, but...
Yeah, God is faithful.
We're still alive. Our boys are growing. They're healthy. You know, they're eating us.
We're more than alive. We're flourishing,
yeah.
I believe we're flourishing.
Yeah, there's great things happening. And, you know, it's just like, all right, God, you're amazing. So despite whatever it is that you guys are going through or wherever God's called you to, you know, I believe that you can count on that faithfulness. That it doesn't always seem like it's easy at the moment, but there's amazing
things. Because it's not. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's hard, but you just keep moving.
Yeah.
You just keep walking. Don't give up. Don't stop. Because God's faithful.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed, learned something from what it is that we've shared. If we can ever do anything for you, please don't hesitate to contact us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, musicandministry.co. And we hope that you'll join us in the upcoming episodes. Excited to see what God has for us in the next season of life. All right, God bless.